This is part two of the Olivet prophecy that I promised I'd get to sooner or later. But first, I'm going to talk about the first part of that title, Persecutions of the Righteous. When stuff really starts happening during the end of times, we will be persecuted by the non-believers. Best thing to do is do not deny Yahweh or Yeshua the Messiah. He will protect us. He's doing a pretty good job of it right now. So do not deny him and you will survive it. This is the Six Seals of the Olivet Prophecy, part two. These are things that we ourselves will go through long before that. The first scriptures come from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are ye, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. 2 Timothy 3:9-12, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Verse 10, but you have fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, and 11, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Master delivered me. Verse 12, yea, and all that we will live piously in Messiah Yeshua shall suffer persecution. A note on John 16:2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does Yahweh's service. The note says, whoever kills you, this likely refers to the persecution that believers will suffer under the anti-Messiah during the great tribulation spoken of in Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand until a time and a times and a dividing time. Daniel 7:25, until a time and times and dividing a time represents the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation of Daniel 9:27, at which time the man of sin will blaspheme Yahweh and make war with the saints. Revelation 13:6-7, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahweh to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Verse 7, was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Not trying to go against the scriptures, but I feel we will suffer persecution before that form, non-believers, from non-believers. I believe that we here today and those who are watching on the internet will suffer persecution before that form from not. I believe that we here today will possibly go through three tribulations. One from the non-believers of today, 2, when the anti-Messiah comes, and 3, the great tribulation. Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. As long as we ourselves continue on the true path of righteousness, we will survive to be able to gain everlasting life in the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light afflictions, which is but a moment's work for us, as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 6:4-9. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of Yahweh, in such patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, verse 5, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, blah, blah, in labors, in watching, and in fasting, verse 6, by pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, verse 7, by the word of truth, by the power of Yahweh, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, verse 8, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceiver and yet true. Verse 9, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed. 2 Thessalonians 1:4-10, so that we ourselves glory in you in the assemblies of Yahweh for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Verse 5, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgments of Yahweh, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of Yahweh, for which you also suffer. Verse 6, seeing it is a righteous thing with Yahweh to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Master Yeshua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and that obey not the good news of the Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the glory of his power. Verse 10, he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be admired in all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed. In that day, 2 Timothy 1:5-8, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in you also. 2 Timothy 1:5, Timothy's faith and devotion are credited to his grandmother Lois and mother Eunice, which is real strange to me because my grandmother's name was Eunice and my mother's name was Lois. Which illustrates that even though women have no official standing in the assembly, their influence in training up their children is crucial. Often it is not the father, but the mother that has a pivotal role in developing their children's education. Such a role as this should never be overlooked. Verse 8, be not you therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Master, nor of me his prisoner, but be you partaker of the afflictions of the good news according to the power of Yahweh. 2 Timothy 3:12, this is all about the six seals of Revelation, what we're going to be going through. 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live piously in Messiah Yeshua shall suffer persecution. James 1:12. Blessed is he that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh has promised to them that love him. Blessed is the man that endures. Salvation is not guaranteed or granted at baptism or acceptance of Messiah. The journey of salvation begins at baptism and is achieved only after we have endured a life of faithfulness and obedience. 1 Peter 2:20, for what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yahweh. Now to start with Revelation 6:1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Matthew 24:4-5. And Yahshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. The explanation for that of the beast are explained as four living creatures which represent the four horsemen. These apocalyptic creatures, boy, this thing gets your tongue tied easy, corresponds to Yahshua's Olivet prophecy in Matthew 24 and likely depict a time prior to the Great Tribulation, the first 3.5 years of the 7-year covenant. Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Revelation 6:2, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Psalms 11:2, for lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. Ezekiel 14:21, for thus says my sovereign Yahweh, how much more when I send my four judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword and the famine and the noisome beast and the pestilence to cut off from it man and beast. Hosea 7:16, they return but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their diversion in the land of Egypt. Zechariah 9:10, and it will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to the ends of the earth. The white horse spoken of, likely the anti-Messiah of in Matthew 24:5, a false minister in general. Revelation 6:3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. Matthew 24:6-7, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. Isaiah 13:15-16, everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. The red horse in 6:3 means war. Revelation 6, 4 through 5, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Jeremiah 15:2. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto you, "Whither shall we go forth?" then you shall tell them, "Thus says Yahweh, such as are for death to death, and such as for the sword to the sword, and such as for famine to the famine, and such as for the captivity to the captivity." Revelation 13:10. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed by the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I heard, Revelation 6:6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, you hurt not the oil and the wine." This was at the point when the black horse left to destroy everything, but not the oil and wine. A measure of wheat for a penny. Food will be so scarce that grain must be weighed out in minute quantities, and care must be taken not to waste oil and wine, which is likely a parallel to the Ezekiel's prophecy of the final days of the siege of Jerusalem. Ezekiel 4:16-17. "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment." Verse 17, "that they might want bread and water and be astonished one with another and consume away for their iniquity." Revelation 6:7-8. "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.'" Verse 8, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name said on him was Death, and the grave followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and the beast of the earth, verses, Revelation 6:9. "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of Yahweh and the testimony which they held." Genesis 4:10. Yahweh speaking to Cain, and he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries from the ground." Verse 2. 2 Timothy 3:12. "Yea, and all that will I live piously in Messiah, Yeshua, shall suffer persecution." Revelation 12:11. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Great tribulation is mentioned earlier in the footnote of Revelation 6:9. Let's look at a few verses that speak of this point in time. Isaiah 26:20. "Come, my people, enter into your chambers, shut your doors about you, hide yourselves as it were for a little moment until the indignation be past." Here he is using Yahweh's figure of time. A day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Zephaniah 2:3. Seek you Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. In this verse I just read, the his is not a capital H, so who would this his be? Read the first part again. I don't want to hear from you, Lucas, and he's not even here. Revelation 12:14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time from the face of the serpent. For time and times and a half time, the first 3.5 years of the great tribulation. During this time, others will die as a testimony for witness to their faith. Daniel 7:25, which I've already went over. Revelation 6:10. And they cried with loud voice, saying, how long, O Yahweh, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And they cried, this is likely a metaphor similar to when Abel's blood cried out to Yahweh, as in Genesis 4:10. The deceased cannot praise Yahweh in the grave. Jeremiah 15:15. O Yahweh, you know us, remember me and visit me. Revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in long suffering. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Psalm 6:5. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave who shall give you thanks? Psalms 146:4. His breath goes forth. He returns to the earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Revelation 6:11. And the white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Spirit from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of Yahweh, and the dead in Messiah shall rise. Revelation 6:12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Isaiah 24:19-12. The earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean, dissolved, the earth is more exceedingly. Verse 20, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall fall and not rise again. Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. The sixth seal represents great earthquakes, celestial signs that will occur with Messiah Yeshua's coming. Now, three of the minor prophets predicted parts of this tribulation. Amos 8:9, and it shall come to pass in that day, says my sovereign Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. Haggai 2:6-7, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill the house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. Zechariah 14:6. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. Now these were mainly because of Israel's backsliding. But think about it for a minute. At this day and age, Israel is not just a piece of seaside property with a mountainous background anymore. The whole world is now Israel. We are all Israel. You out there on the internet, you are Israel. So it's not just the land of Israel. The whole world is now Israel. We are all of the Jewish descent. It don't matter what color we are, or what language we speak, or what country. Whether you like it or not, we are all brothers and sisters, even though many would not claim to be. But we have to cut them a little slack and cut them some consideration that they may not be into the scriptures as we are. Sorry, I got a little carried away. Yeah, I love this job. Revelation 6:13, and the stars of heaven fell into under the earth, even as a fig tree cast her untimely fruit, figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Isaiah 13:10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Revelation 6:14. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. And all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls off the vine, and as a falling fig from a fig tree. Isaiah 51:6. Lift up your eyes to heaven and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Revelation 6:15. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free woman, hid themselves in dens in the rocks of the mountains. Isaiah 2:19. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, for fear of Yahweh, and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Revelation 6:16, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Hosea 10:8, and I will betroth you unto me forever in Heblalam, which is time out of mind. Yea, I will betroth you unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. Luke 23:30. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Well, this is going to be a short one. I'm going too fast. Revelation 6:17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Here we are at Daniel 7, verse 27 again. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Zechariah 12:1-9. The burden of the word of Yahweh for Israel, says Yahweh, which stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man in him. Verse 2, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. Verse 3, and in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all people of the earth be gathered together against it. Verse 4, in that day, says Yahweh, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. Verse 5, and the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, if the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. Verse 6, in that day I will make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in the sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. Verse 7, Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. Verse 8, in that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. Now I've got a little bit here. The next message I do will be Revelations, the seventh seal. And I got a little bit here that after going through it that really isn't mentioned in there. So I'm going to mention it right now since I got time. This is from Zechariah. Verse 5, 1 through 4. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying robe. And he said unto me, what seest you? And I answered, I see a flying robe. The length thereof is 20 cubits. Remember these measurements. And the breadth thereof, 10 cubits. Oh. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth, for every one that steals shall be cut off, as on this side according to it. And every one that swears shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, says Yahweh of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, into the house of him that swears falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber and thereof and all the stones. Verse 5, then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now your eyes and see, what is this that goes forth? And I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah. In the translation, they misplaced something, because ephah here is the same as a measurement of grain. There is another ephah with a different punctuation point for woman. Then there's another one for fire. This one was wrong. This is an ephah that goes forth. It's not a woman, not grain. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance throughout, through all the earth. So look at it again. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead. And this is a woman. See, it's wrong there. That sits in the midst of the ephah. The ephah is fire. The lead is to keep it from spreading. And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah. And he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted I up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. Not women. For they had wings like the wings of a stork. They lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then said I unto the angel that talked with me, where does do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, to build it a house in the land of Shinar. And you know where Shinar is. It's Iraq. Now, modern day Iraq. And it shall be established and set there upon her own base. Anybody guess what this ephah is? Remember, they used to come in one size, about 20 foot tall and about 10 foot in diameter.
Ziggurat?
No. Nowadays, they can be flown, carried by airplanes or jets. They can be fired from ships. They can be fired from submarines. What kind of missile?
ICBMs.
Nuclear missiles. So he had a glimpse of the future of what's going to be destroying us. And it's in Revelations.